something. You know, for chatting with me, I got to jump on off here, I think, eat supper. So 73 to y'all and KO4ULB clear.
Welcome to you again, Alexander. KO4ULP, K4OIM, I'll be clear. I got to get on another net here on 80 meters and just a little bit. So 73, I'll be clear.
KI4DTY.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. I just got home probably about 30 minutes ago. The fish were on sabbatical and they decided they went to Disney or something.
Have any luck, huh?
Zero luck, and we went to four different places, so I tried. It did not go well.
But you did get to spend time with your family. Now you down there in your little room editing videos.
Until about 3 o'clock last night, but I'm about to start. I was playing around with the radio and trying to program it, and every time I program, I was trying to program the Paris Mountain, but I was also trying to program that 640 we were talking about. But every time I hit save, I'm doing something wrong because it keeps erasing. Everything's going back to memory one. So I'm doing something wrong. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, no, I'd have to sit down and try to program one again and refresh my memory on it. I bought the RT system so that I could program mine the easier way.
I'm learning, so it's fun trying to figure it out, but then it's like, I know I'm doing something on my end that's not right, so I'll figure it out.
It's just a matter of sitting down and not having the patience to deal with it.
Where are you at? Are you headed home now or what?
I'm about 15 minutes from the house.
Yeah, when I got hit home, probably right at 5:30, I reached out to you because I wasn't sure if you were on the radio, and I was going to try to do that 640 repeater.
The other side of the black hole, you can try it now if you want to.
I don't have it programmed. That's what I was trying to do, was program it and see if you could hear me or not.
Well, when you figure out how to program it or get it in there, let me know.
Yeah, I'll figure that out later tonight and maybe catch you tomorrow when you're headed home.
So it's a long day, so I'm usually out late.
Gotta head home on Thursdays.
It's around 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Oh, wow, that is late. Where are you at tomorrow?
In the Duncan Taylor's area.
Yep. I guess, let me see what I can do with it, but it'd be interesting to see if we can get that 640 to work.
I've been yawning all day and can't quit.
You up late last night? I know you helped me, so I'm sure you were up kind of late.
No, that was about normal for me, right around 11 o'clock. And then back up around 5:30.
Hey, because yesterday you were Cherrydale.
This morning I started out in Brea over, or Brea Easley area. And then this afternoon I finished up over in Greer, right there all at Boulevard Automotive. And in that area, in John Auto Care, where you met me the other day.
Over there to Poinsett.
My day over there and then finish up over on your side of town.
Yeah, we went out down Route 11 to try to go fishing. Do you know where Wildcat Falls is?
No, No, sir, I don't.
Chase, we didn't even see fish. And then this guy was there, and he was like, yeah, you need to go over to this other place. It was like a DNR-type pond. And we went over there. We didn't catch anything there either. And then we stopped at two more places, and finally I was like, let's just go home.
Just you and your father-in-law, or was there anybody else with you?
The whole family. When we go out apparently. So, but, yep, it was everybody. I'm not going to say it was my mother-in-law's fault, but,
Cool now.
I know, I got to talk quiet.
Plan for tomorrow, not for tomorrow with them.
Tomorrow is to get some work done on my side, so I'm going to have to do that. So I'll probably try to do dinner or whatever tomorrow night with them. But, yeah, tomorrow is I got to work, so it's going to be that. I may drive them off at your house.
Won't be anybody there but the dog. They might enjoy coming up here and looking at the leaves and riding around.
They actually, I took them up to Brevard 1 year, and they actually liked that. So we went over to DuPont, that little, that waterfall right there at DuPont where they built that new, like, lookout.
Three sets of waterfalls on the DuPont property.
That's that first one when you're leaving Brevard.
Yeah, Pisgah Forest?
I guess there's a possibility. I don't remember. It was like 3 years ago now. But, I mean, Brevard's pretty, but, yeah, it probably could have been the Pisgah.
Yeah, because you got Looking Glass Falls right there. That's right on the side of the road.
It was right on the side of the road, so there was a pull-off right there, and they had built, like, a little deck or a big deck.
So, 4 HKX. Yeah, that's probably where you were at then, because the other ones you got to either ride a horse or walk to or bicycle.
Yeah, so KI4DTY. Yeah, we definitely did that. So that's where I guess I got confused. So yesterday when we were talking about DuPont, I was thinking of that little lookout. Well, it's not really a lookout, but it's like a little patio or whatever to see the huge waterfall.
That's not too far from my house, but that's not DuPont State Forest.
So, yeah, that's my bad then. I got confused. I don't go out there that much, but how far are you from that?
About 10 miles.
Yeah, that's where we went. I've been to Brevard a couple times. We had actually have a bride that we did her engagement photos in Brevard and kind of the surrounding area. Her husband bought a piece of property out there that's right along the French Broad River, and there's some railroad track that I believe they're about to turn into almost like what we have, the Swamp Rabbit Trail. They're about to turn it into a trail.
They're in the process of doing that now.
Yeah, they're pretty upset about it, so I believe they're selling their property, cows, horses, everything, just getting out because they don't want people walking in front of their house.
A few people upset about that because the property should have reverted back to the property owners instead of the county.
Totally in agreement. It should not have shouldn't have been turned into a trail, but... Yeah, so they're, I guess, building a new place somewhere else with no railroad tracks and moving out that way. I don't feel too bad for them. They have a lot of money.
Meant Slipper's daughter, was it? I said it wasn't Cement Slipper's daughter, was it?
in New Jersey. I mean, Connecticut, so no, it wasn't them. This guy, he's a real estate guy, and they just went and bought a house in St. Thomas, I think, the Virgin Islands. And so there, he keeps flying back over there because they're rebuilding it, and they're going to turn it into a rental property slash their 6-week getaway vacation every year.
I haven't taken 6 weeks of vacation in the last 20 years.
I don't think if you added up the last 6 years, if I took 6 weeks, it's usually a day here and a day there. I'm sure you probably do the same thing.
Sure, because if that tool truck's not running, I'm not getting paid.
Exact same thing for me. If I'm not emailing and contacting and out shooting, I'm not getting paid. Which right now I'm not getting paid either, so I get these videos done.
Getting to work.
I'm enjoying talking to you, though.
Go back out with the in-laws.
You know me so well, Patrick.
I'm pulling into the house, so I'm going to say 7-3 for the evening. You go get some work done and make you some money. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Dan.
Sounds good. It was good to talk to you for a few minutes. This is KI4DTY, and I'll catch you on the flip side. 7-3s.